The 85th session of the Texas Legislature is convened, and not a lot's changed from the 84th. On the east side of the Capitol, the Senate is laying out an aggressive agenda of government reform, taxpayer protection, and fighting back against those who wish to impose their anti-morality agenda upon us all. While the lieutenant governor was laying out a strong agenda of reform on opening day, over on the west side of the Capitol, Speaker Joe Strauss' idea of leadership was telling House members that compromise should be their theme. Last I checked, most Texas voters didn't elect a huge majority of Republican representatives so they could go to Austin and compromise away their promises. Speaker Strauss also gave comments to the press saying essentially that money's more important than values Texans may hold. This state should invite economic activity, not turn it away, Strauss said reportedly about allowing people to choose what locker room, shower, and bathroom they want to use based on how they identify their sex on a given day. I'll take boycotts from the activist far left any day over capitulation to their demands. Too bad Speaker Strauss shows neither values or backbone. His liberal position on issues of society and morality might be bearable if he actually lived the fiscal conservative role in which he's cast himself. But the truth is, it's been his leadership team which has stalled meaningful property tax reform session after session. With the Senate leading on such full bore, it'll be interesting to see the tricks House leadership uses to attempt to derail much of it this time around. If voters loudly insist on passage, it'll be hard for members to fail on tax reform yet again. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.